You've probably seen the post on Facebook. Some of you who use social media, you perhaps seen it when people have the, or maybe on a t-shirt, this slogan, world peace. See, a lot of people dream about this idea of world peace, like, you know, we want peace in the world, because they understand, they realize that the world is not at peace. Yes, some countries might not be at war yet, but, you know, they're planning on, as we speak. And so there's so many things, and this idea of world peace, that'd be like a dream of ours. Like, we love to see when that happens. I just don't want to burst your bubble early, but when I read the Bible, world peace is not happening. You know, like, people think that there's going to be a one day world peace. The only day that I see that will happen is when Jesus Christ comes back and recreate everything. But, you know, we want that. We, you see that t-shirts, like, peace. Or we have a sign that means peace. That means I love you. I don't know who came up with those ideas, but that means peace. You know, I thought it was quotation marks, but there are so many things. So people have been pursuing peace for thousands of years. Ever since mankind failed God, we've been after this thing that we call peace. Sometimes you hear the phrase, I don't have peace of mind. Now, I just think about this idea of peace. I think people, for them, to peace means that if I don't have problems, then I have peace. So people pursue that because their peace is circumstantial. It's based on the circumstances that they go through in life. For instance, people will say things like, well, if I don't have any issues, I have peace. People will say, if I can just get a job, I will have peace, because that job, just the thought of not getting it or getting it is what keep you up at night, and you're not peaceful. So you say, if I just get it, I'd be at peace. So peace becomes circumstantial. Are you with me so far? It's based on the circumstances that we go through. So if my wife and I would not fight, then we'll be at peace. So we don't have peace because we have this conflict that we're going through. So peace for the world is circumstantial. It's based on the circumstances you go through. It's based on the situation you go through. Now, that's how Webster defines peace. You know, for a lot of people, peace is defined as the absence of war or conflict or fighting. Now, what if I told you about a different peace that is not based on circumstances or based on the situation you're going through right now? And that's what I want to try to do this morning, to see a different peace offered through the Bible that is not like the world offers it to us. Because in the world, we know peace is based on, oh, if I'm at peace because everything else is going okay with me now, so I'm at peace. So the moment things are not going well with me, apparently the peace is out of the window. I'm not at peace anymore. That's Webster. This is the definition that Webster has. It says, peace is the state of in which there is no war or fighting. It is freedom from civil disturbance, a state of security or order within a community provided by the law or custom. Every area of that definition, just hold that definition for a moment, is circumstantial. If there's no war, circumstantial. Freedom from civil disturbance. So in other words, if we have a disturbance, we don't have peace. According to what he said, the other one, a state of security and order within a community provided for by the law. So the law can have people at peace because, you know, it's, you have a security, the sense of security. People think, if I'm secure, if my insurance is good, I'd be at peace. And, oh, you save a whole bunch of money by switching to Geico. Oh, I'd be at peace. You know what I mean? It's like, because, oh my, you know, you don't know what they did to me. But now, you know, if I can just get that, woof, man, that's just, I can sleep at night. I mean, you know what it is that's keeping you up at night. And you feel like, I don't know, I don't feel at peace. You know, all the peace that we're talking about in our society, all the peace that we want, according to Webster and how the world defines it, it's going to be circumstantial. It's going to be based on the situation you're living in. Let me tell you about a different peace that Jesus Christ can offer you that has nothing to do with the things you're going through right now. It's an amazing, I call it unshakable. Because the peace of the world, I mean, when it's circumstantial, it's shakable. The circumstance will just shake you to the core and the peace is gone. You see, Jesus was talking to his disciples right towards the end of his ministry. In John chapter 14, he had told the disciples he was leaving. And then it's interesting because Jesus said, it's better if I leave you. I mean, what would be better than walking with the Son of God? And he said, no, I gotta go. And then the Comforter, the Holy Spirit will come. Chapter 14 of John starts with this word, do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God, trust also in me. In my Father's house, there are many mansions or dwelling places. I'm gonna go and prepare a place. And when I go, I will come back to take you. But the disciples did not want Jesus to live, to leave. They did not want Jesus to leave. So in chapter 14 of John, all the way to chapter 16, Jesus is talking to them. And he even tells them that trouble is going to come. He said to them, John 14, 26. He said, all this I have spoken while still with you. But the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things. And will remind you of everything I have said to you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. Already Jesus is telling the disciples, I'm giving you a different peace than the one you know from the world. It's not like the world. And then the peace of Jesus, he said, do not let your hearts be troubled, and don't be afraid. Don't panic, don't be afraid. You know, we're talking about circumstantial peace. It's like if we're panicking, we're not at peace. We feel not in control, not at peace. Jesus said, I'm going to give you this peace, and it's going to keep you from being afraid in the world, from being anxious in the world. So it's different. Jesus Christ's peace is different from the world as we know it. Because the world's peace depends on the circumstances that we go through in this life. And Jesus' peace is not based on circumstances. Now, he's promising his people peace. And it's interesting, chapter 14 through 16, when you read those two chapters, Jesus is telling them, I'm leaving. You know, they're already, oh, they're in trouble. He's leaving us after 3 years. And then he says, when I leave, people are going to hate you. And so it doesn't really sound like peace. He says, you're going to be persecuted because they persecuted me, and they're going to hate you because of me. And in fact, he says, some of you are going to be scattered, each to his own home. You're going to experience struggles in this world because you are my disciples. I mean, Jesus is telling them right before he goes to the cross, everything that was going to happen to them. Persecution is coming. Some of you would not continue in the faith, and you were going to be scattered. Struggles is happening, and he's leaving. Now, honestly, does that sound like peace to you? Trouble is coming. The world says that if there's trouble, there's no peace. But he said that I'm going to give you peace, but guess what? Trouble is coming. But do not let your hearts be discouraged or troubled. Trust in me. So in the text that we're going to be looking at today, John 16, 33, Jesus said these words to the apostles, to the disciples. See, I mean, in chapter 16, if you have the NIV, you have the work of the Holy Spirit, the disciples' grief turning into joy, all the struggles that they will go through because they are followers of Christ. Persecution is coming, but still you can have peace, Jesus is saying to them. John 16, 33, he said this, I have told you these things. What things? All the way from chapter 14 to 16, that I'm leaving, that issues are going to come, some of you will be scattered, people are going to hate you because of me, and they're going to persecute you, arrest you. I have told you these things, he said, so that in me you may have peace. In this world you have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world. The reason why I told you that, so that in me you may have peace. You see, Jesus Christ now say that people can be at peace regardless of the circumstances. So Christ's peace is not circumstantial. It's different from the world. He says, I'm telling you what's going, trouble, issues are coming, but I'm telling you that so that in me you can find peace. You've been pursuing that for the rest of your life, and you've been trying so many different things, and it ain't working. But I'm telling you that so that in me, you can have peace. Trouble is coming. You see, for the Hebrews, for the Jewish people, the idea of peace, shalom, as they call it, it goes against Webster's definition, because for the Hebrew, shalom means harmony, completeness, wholeness. Is the word, I mean, a synonym will be tranquility. That's what peace is for the Jewish, in the Jewish mind. And let me give you just a definition. A state of untroubled tranquility, wholeness, or you know, the soul that is not affected by the circumstances or the pressures of life. So it's this harmony that you still can have when everything else around you is chaotic. Are you with me now? And then the world does not understand that. It's this peace of mind, this tranquility, when everything else around you is just like going berserk, I mean crazy, and you're still like, I'm tranquil, I'm okay. That's what Jesus is talking about. You see, that's why he said, trouble is coming, but in me you can find peace. Trouble is still going to be around you, but I've told you this thing so that in me, you will find peace. In this world, you're going to have trouble. But be brave, be courageous, take heart, take courage. I have overcome the world, he says. So Jesus' peace is different from the peace that you and I can encounter in this world. Because it's not based on the circumstances or situations we go through in this life. You see, for Jesus, peace is not the absence of war or conflict. Conflict's going to come. I mean, if you've been married, you know that it's going to be conflict because the two of you don't have the same mentality. I mean, this is the verse in the Bible says, it's good for man not to marry because he who marries will have trouble in this life. And that's true. So trouble is coming. But you still can have peace in the midst of that struggle. That's what Jesus is saying. I mean, we live in a sinful world. Even you try to get away from conflict and problems, it will come. They will find you. I mean, it's almost like miraculously, boom. And it's like you had to, no wonder Jesus is saying, I'm going to give you this peace that will help you navigate through whatever it is that life will throw at you. So you will still be experiencing tranquility, serenity, and this wholeness, that nothing will break you, that you're still harmonious in the midst of chaos all over the place. So that in me, he says, you will find peace. I think Tony Evans, Baptist preacher, he defines peace this way. He says, peace is where God's calm and God's tranquility overrule your concern. You know how it is when, like, people look at you and they think you're crazy because, like, you're okay. It's like, what? I mean, they just told you have cancer. And, like, and they don't understand why you're operating by a different system now. Because it's the peace in Jesus that lets you not fall apart when the news is really disastrous. He keeps you together in the midst of trials and tribulation because he says, in me, you will have peace. You will find it. So it's where God's calm and God's tranquility overrule your concern. You know, when we're concerned about certain things, those are the circumstances, and they will hit us and really hit us to our core, and they will just take the sleep out of us at night, keep us awake. And you know, at that moment, you don't feel any peace. Jesus says, you're still going to rest now. Because yes, these problems and conflicts are going to be around, but in me, you're going to find that peace that the world will not even understand. I think that's what Horatio Spafford, the guy who wrote the song, It is well with my soul. He wrote those words when he went back to the place where he lost his family in the ocean. He had gone there, you know, and he wanted to meet with them. And he went back and he found out that was the area where that ship went down. His wife and kids were drowned. They were killed. He went back later on to the same exact place and he said these words, it is well with my soul. How many of us can say that when you go back to that past? Now you're faced with that thing that for you, that was agony and pain. And now you can say, I'm okay. It is well with my soul. When peace like a river, remember the words, It is well. I would say, it is well with my soul, he says. I think he found that peace that Jesus talks about here. I think another person, another man in the Bible was David. At one time, the army of Israel, the Israelites, they're surrounded by the Philistines. King Saul was the king. He's panicking. This being 40 days, this guy is stepping forward, challenging the whole army of Israel. And nobody in the camp of Israel, of the Israelites, is brave enough to go and face that giant. There's no peace. Saul could not eat, could not sleep because they don't know. They have a problem now and they don't even know how to resolve it until somebody one day came to bring some cheeses and bread to the camp, whose name was David. And David could not believe that that man was challenging the army of the God of hosts. And David, you can say he was brave, but he has that peace that transcends his understanding. He said, hey, why are we panicking? I'll go fight him. When everybody, that's peace. When everybody else is shaking in their boots, you're not. And David faced Goliath and God gave him victory. No wonder David is called a man after God's own heart. Because, you know, he never shy away from a battle because he realized, he said to the giant, the battle belongs to the Lord. Who are you to defy my God? Don't look at me. I'm a child, but the one that's going to fight through me, that's going to get you. He found peace. I also think that the three friends of Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they found that peace. When the king said to them, if you don't bow down to the statue, I'm going to throw you into the fiery furnace. And they said to the king, hey, king, we don't need to defend ourselves. The God we serve is big enough to save us from your hand and from the furnace. But if he chooses not to save us, I just want to let you know, king, that we're still not going to bow down to your statue. How can you be at peace in the midst of adversity and struggles, and when somebody your life's being threatened. You know, in our society, it's all about security. You know, if I don't want, I have people, they don't play softball because they don't have insurance and they're afraid they're going to get hurt. I haven't had insurance for a while. I still play. Because, you know, I'm operating by that. My peace is based on Jesus Christ and not on what the government can offer me. Because that can go away. The one in the world is circumstantial. Jesus' peace is not. He says, in him, you can have peace. I remember I used to work with a preacher in full-time ministry. I was the associate pastor, and he got up in front of the congregation one time and told the congregation that he had cancer. And in some of the things he says, but I'll be okay. And there was a lady later on that I was talking to at the end of the service. She said, how can he say that he's going to be okay? He just has cancer. He didn't understand that what he was saying is, I'm okay because I know where I'm going and I'm at peace with this thing that you call cancer. But the world could not understand that. How can you say that? He said that he's going to be okay. How is that possible? Stage 4, pancreatic cancer. How can you say you are going to be okay? Because he found peace in Jesus Christ and he said, it is well with my soul. Man, when you got that peace of Jesus, nothing will shake you because his peace is unshakable. Because it's based on him. He says, in me, the unshakable God, indescribable God that, he leads the army. The God of angel armies is always by my side, Chris Tomlin saying. So Christ's peace is not based on the circumstances that you and I may encounter. It's the byproduct of your identity in Christ. Christ's peace is the byproduct, the end result of your identity in Christ because he's in you. Now, that's the byproduct. That's what you're going to get because he is in you. Peace is one of those things that you will get for being in Christ. He said you can have peace in the middle of the storm, the struggles, the conflict. You can be calm when everybody else is going crazy. You can experience tranquility. And it's that tranquility that you will have. It's not based on the situation you're going through or the circumstances that you may find. He says, in me, you will have peace. But trouble is coming. But you still can have peace. That goes against the world, even Webster's definition. Now, this type of tranquility or serenity is only found in a relationship with Jesus Christ. That's why he says, in me. Now, when you do a study in the Bible based on what some of the things that you get because you are in Christ is amazing. So, you go through 2 Corinthians 5:17. It says, if anybody is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone, the new has begun. So in Christ, it makes you a new creation. In 2 Corinthians 2:21, you are declared right or righteous before God. So God doesn't look at you as guilty. You are innocent because of Christ. So all because you are in Christ. Also, the Bible says that you don't have to worry about judgment day because you are in Christ. So judgment is not going to affect you. According to Romans 8:1, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. In Christ. Galatians 3:29 says that because you are in Christ, you are heirs of the promise. So you're going to, I mean, like Alex was saying, there's something coming. Like the glorious riches in Christ Jesus will be for those who are in Christ. And then today, what we're talking about, you find peace in Christ. That peace that the world cannot give you, even though you may have the greatest insurance in the world. I mean, think about it. People might have so much money and still they seem to be not at peace with themselves. And you can have, I mean, the greatest thing, the fastest car, like the one from the Fast and the Furious, and you still might not even be at peace. I mean, because people think that maybe if I get that, I will have peace, and that doesn't work. The greatest house, and still you will not be at peace because something's going to break in the house, and you might have to fix it, and it's like, where's the money going to come from? And it's like, people, if I have more money, I'd be at peace. You have more issues. Jesus said, my peace is not based on the circumstances. My peace is like when you don't have or have, you can be at peace. When conflict comes, you will have peace because it's in me, he says. I have told you these things so that in me, he says, you will have peace. Trouble is coming, but be brave. Be courageous because I have overcome the world. You see, our peace is also based on Christ's victory. Because he overcame the world. Now, because of that victory, we also can be at peace. And he promises us that we also will be overcomers. Despite whatever else we find in this world. Because, yeah, to be a Christian, you're going to have a lot of issues and tribulations. And Jesus told people before they even began following it. When people say, I will follow you. Jesus said, are you sure you want to do that? You want to follow me? You got to deny yourself, take up your cross and follow me. I mean, that might cost you your life. Are you sure you want to follow me? You see, in Christianity in America today, you think it's all just like go to church on Sunday, and that's it, you know. Or give money to the charity. It's more than that. Jesus, talking about against the prosperity gospel people, that think, oh, God is always going to bless you. Blessings might come in different ways. The God we serve is able to take the problems away. But sometimes he said to the disciples, trouble is coming. To the point that some of you are going to be arrested, thrown into prison, all because of me. But in me you can find peace. You're going to be at peace when people do that to you. It's like this disciple of John named Polycarp, the emperor in Rome, told him, we're going to burn you and feed you to the lions if you do not say that Caesar is Lord. And he said, I'm sorry, you can do whatever, but I'm not going to deny my Christ. Man, how many of us can do that? If somebody comes in here, anybody who's not a Christian, everybody who believes in God will get shot today. How many of us are like, Well, you know, it's like some of us have not come to grip with that, really. To realize, like, really, we profess to have faith, but, you know, Jesus said, trouble is going to come. Conflict, war, tribulations is coming. But in me, you will find peace. You will not let those things around you disturb that peace, the tranquility that you have, because you're going to find tranquility in the midst of the bad news that the doctor will give you. You're going to find tranquility in the midst of the busted pipe and things that come into your house and issues that are happening. You will find that tranquility, and the world will not understand it. Because the Bible talks about that the peace of Christ transcends our human understanding. We cannot understand how you can be at peace when everything else around you and about you is falling apart. I tell you why. I understand why you can be at peace, because it's found in Jesus Christ and not on the circumstances that surround you. Because Jesus said, in me, you will have peace. And one of the things about Jesus Christ, man, whatever he said, he would do. And you see examples of people. I saw that minister. I was there when he made the announcement, and it's amazing. He said, yeah. He just told the congregation, after 29 and a half years that he was in the church, he was forced to retire because he had cancer. But he says, I'll be okay. People just could not understand that. he found that peace. You see, the world where we live in which we will have struggles already, Jesus said it, struggles, it's coming. But Christ is offering a peace to anyone, for anybody. This peace is offered to anybody, anyone, and it's only found in a relationship with the Lord. In Him, you and I can be at peace, regardless of the storms of life, regardless of the issues that we are facing right now and the ones that we will face in the future, because they will come. His peace does not depend on our situation. You see, Jesus is saying you don't have to wait for you to get a promotion to be at peace. You don't have to wait until things get better around you to be at peace. You can be at peace right now. Because the moment you let Him in and have a relationship, and then He starts transforming you from the inside out, things that used to bother you that don't bother you anymore because you go through Him. And He's working through you. In me, you will have peace. I remember growing up, I used to be afraid of death so much. I mean, a preacher's kid, you know, and there was a song that really bothered me. Because when I heard that song, I feel like I'm not ready for that. And it was the song, "The King is Coming. The King is Coming." And I was like, I don't know that I want to see that king yet. I mean, being honest. And, you know, and death. How many people, like, we're afraid of death? You know, like, to me, like, I'm losing that fear of death because I can go any places. Even, you're not supposed to go there. I don't care. If death's going to come to me, it's going to come. But I go trusting in my God. Trusting in Him, because in Him I can find peace. I remember one time at the place we came from in Chicago, in Elgin, my wife was a teacher there, and we went to a street. And the preacher of that church found out that we went to that street to give flyers for the school. And he's like, "You guys went to Raymond Street?" He said, "Yeah, it was daytime. That street is always on the news." And it's like, "Yeah?" It's like, we kind of like look already like people around there, so we don't have any problems. But he was just like, "I would not even go to that street in daytime." We went, you know, and because the kids in that community, that's where they go to school. That's what she was teaching. And one of the kids, before we moved, got shot in the face. But he's like, and I'm thinking like, okay, you're saying that you believe in God, and now you're doing God's work over there. I mean, hello? You got to trust Him then. But some of us, like, we want to play it safe. You know, it's just, Christianity is not about playing it safe. Now, it's also it's not about playing it stupid either. But if you had to do a job, you got to go trusting that the Lord will provide and help you. So we went. You know, because we have the peace of the Lord. If something's going to happen, it'd be God's thing. If we're gone, even better. But, you know, we went and did what we needed to do, and we have friends in that community. So I remember him saying, like, man, I mean, every day, he said, "I challenge you, read it every day. Raymond Street's always on the news." And that was true. It was rough. It was rough over there. But you say, me, you will find peace. You will have peace. You don't have to wait for things to get better in your life or your marriage or whatever it is you're going through. Mom and dad, the daughter or the son is not talking to the father. You don't have to wait for that. You still can be at peace. And God will guide you to resolve that conflict, that issue. You see, Christ's peace is the only peace that will keep you from being worried and anxious in this life. Jesus even said in Matthew, "Do not worry about your life, because if you have me, you will be all right. You will be okay." It's the only peace. In Philippians 4, 6 and 7, Paul says, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God." And check this out. He says, "And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus." In Christ Jesus. Do not be anxious. So sometimes, you know, when we worry so much about life, don't we? We know really how to worry. And just say, hey, hang on. Don't be anxious about anything, but pray. Because the peace of Christ is going to come, and you're going to pray in a sense that it's going to be calm, and you're going to realize, you know, He's in charge. I don't have to, like, just say, who of you, by worrying, is going to add a single hour to the day? You're just going to get headaches and a stroke. I mean, it's going to be so, just say, you'll be at peace. Just calm down. It says, "And the peace of Christ, of God, who transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and mind, so that you'll be sober, you'll be okay, your hearts be, you know, I'm going to do that because it's based on God, and He's guiding me. I don't care what's going on in the world right now. Sometimes it's hard to be at peace when you read Facebook and all the nonsense people are going over there. And you know how I can even go on Facebook? Because I'm just going to focus on Jesus. I mean, people just like, I mean, they're just nasty to each other out there. And I can tell you're not living at peace. Because you want everybody to agree with you. And now it's like, please. I've told you this thing, Jesus says, so that in me you may have peace. Trouble is coming. But it doesn't matter. Because our peace is in Jesus, is found in Him, and our peace in Jesus is unshakable. Nothing in this world will shake it, because He promises that to you and I. So you're going through issues right now, you're going through struggles, and you still not feel peace of mind, whatever it is you're going through. You want to experience that peace that Jesus talks about? You know how you start experiencing it? Let Him in your life. Let Him be the Lord of your life and let Him operate through you. And eventually, what used to bother you right now, tomorrow might not even bother you. You say, oh, yeah, that's not a big deal anymore. Because He started changing that in you. You know, I remember I'm a preacher's kid, and I didn't want to be a preacher. People used to say, oh, you're going to be just like your daddy. It's like, Now Josiah found a little picture of himself. And, you know, we went to a wedding, he's dressed up, and he said, pastor kid. Like, he's a little pastor kid. It's like, I don't know if he will be a pastor tomorrow, but I didn't want to be a pastor because I saw what my daddy went through. And I'm like, I don't know that I can handle that. That's what I thought. You know, and people say, oh, you're going to be just like your daddy. You're going to be a preacher. No, I went to school to be an engineer. That's what I wanted to be. I love buildings and structures. That's what I wanted to be. But God had other plans. You know, I saw... how my dad went through so many struggles, even the best friends turned on him. And I said, like, I don't know how I can do that. Guess what? I learned how to do it. Some of you guys are not turning on me. That's trouble. But in Him, I can find peace. And, you know, because my dad's still in the ministry, and I will be in the ministry for as long as God calls me, and I will not let anything ruffle my feathers, because the peace of Christ means that you will be okay regardless of what everybody else says out there, regardless of what you go through in this life, regardless if you don't have insurance right now, Jesus said, you'll be all right. Because in me, you will have peace. So if you don't have that peace, you don't know that peace of Christ yet, don't wait any longer. Let Him in your heart. Let Jesus, believe in Him, and you're going to see your life, my friends, will be transformed from the inside out. I mean, what He says, He promises. What He promises, He just fulfills. So you don't have it, just invite Jesus, ask Jesus into your heart, and then you will definitely experience peace, maybe for the first time in your life. I mean, it's you cannot buy it. You cannot, you know what I mean? He just said, like, in me, it's in Christ that you and I can be at peace in the midst of the struggles. Would you pray with me? Lord, thank you so much for who you are. Thank you for promising that through you and in you, we'll be at peace, we'll find peace. Lord, yes. Trouble will come. Struggles, conflicts will come. Everywhere we go, in our families, in our churches, in our country, we're going to go through issues. But you say that in you, we can find peace. We will find that tranquility, that nothing will shake. We'll find the calmness. We'll find the wholeness and completeness that only you, Lord, guarantee. Thank you so much for loving us, and thank you so much for your word. Lord, thank you that one of the benefits that we have because we got to know you is this peace that transcends our understanding. May we, like Paul says, let us not be anxious about anything, but about everything to pray and let that peace control our hearts and minds for your glory. Thank you, Lord, for who you are and for your promises. It is in your name that I pray. Amen.